This audio series is brought to you by PharmaState, an exclusive application for pharma industry professionals.
Hello friends, in this audio series, you will listen to 40 most frequently asked interview questions and answers for sales and marketing profiles in pharma industry. This audio series is in 5 parts. Each of 8 questions. This is the 4th part. 25th. What are the roles of an area sales manager and a MR? A. Role of MR. MR is a sales person who sells company's products by way of promoting them to doctors and convincing them to prescribe the same. He looks after the sales promotion activities in his territory. A MR is a responsible person for achieving business targets of its territory. B. Role of an area sales manager. An area sales manager is a person who has spent 3 to 4 years as MR and now promoted as supervisor of 4 to 5 MRs. An ASM role is to train, guide, coach and to motivate mentor of the MR to perform their duties. An ASM helps medical representative to solve their problems which they cannot solve, because he or she is more experienced person. ASM responsibility is to ensure that each MR achieves their targets. 26th. What is the role of RSM, that is Regional Sales Manager? RSM is a person who has working experience of 4 to 5 years as ASM successfully. He or she is supposed to guide and coach 4 to 5 ASM. Since there will be problems in the field which ASM cannot solve due to having comparatively lesser experience, he or she needs a person who is more experienced, that is RSM. The basic role of ASM is to ensure implementation of strategy of company by MRs. They play little role in planning and decision making. RSM is different from ASM in terms of that he or she is more matured and more experienced person. They has to play vital role in business planning and decision making, which ASM is supposed to ensure implementation. 27th. How comfortable are you with data analysis? Representatives generally only care about one number, that is their quota. Keeping on top of pipeline and win rate is also important, as these metrics pertain to their quota. It's all about the quota all the time. But when a MR is promoted to management, they must produce forecast and reports that analyze a variety of metrics across the entire team. 28th. What do you think it takes in terms of skills and qualifications to be a successful sales representative in this organization? A large part of sales managers' jobs is keeping the team fully staffed with high performance. This question gives the interviewer a peek into the candidate's stance on hiring. The skills and qualifications are deemed to be important and are those they will look for when interviewing for open positions. Do the attributes they value line up with the company's standards? If so, it's a good sign. If not, this could be a red flag. 29th. Explain about sales manager and its qualities. A sales manager is someone who is responsible for leading and guiding a team of salespeople in an organization. They set sales calls and quotas, build a sales plan, analyze data, assign sales training and sales territories, mentor the member of his or her sales team, and are involved in the hiring and firing process. The qualities of sales manager are: A. Ability to listen. A good salesperson needs to satisfy a client's needs. B. Empathy. A good salesperson knows how to feel what their customers feel. C. Competitiveness. D. Network building. E. Confidence. F. Enthusiasm. G. Resiliency. 30th. Explain about pharmaceutical key account manager job description. The key roles of a key account manager is to advance business through engagement across multiple levels of the NHS, which is National Health Services, that are focusing on strategic account planning and development. Key account manager will foster advocates, provide education, host speaker meetings, and be seen as a true partner to accounts through a value-added services, which provides wins for both the NHS and patients. 31st. What do you think motivates representatives the most? This is a bit of trick question, but it is an important one. The best sales managers know that motivation is personal. While money might drive one representative to go the extra mile, another might be inspired by a development opportunity or creative contest. The candidate who can navigate the trick and get to the right answer, in this case, it depends on the representative, possess the motivational ability to lead a sales team to success. 32nd. What made your successful sales representative? How will you manage your team? Just as successful sales managers understand that every representative is motivated by something different, they also understand that every representative has unique strength they use to achieve their goals. What's the right way for one salesperson is not likely to be right for the entire team. Be aware from candidates who hint that they plan to force their methods on their direct reports. Instead, look for candidates who want to identify and develop the specific talents of each team member. Thank you.